This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The U.S., Britain, Australia, and Canada on Thursday condemned China's decision to impose a national security law on Hong Kong, saying it would dramatically erode its autonomy and threaten its stability and prosperity. In a joint statement, the top diplomats of the four countries said they had deep concern about Beijing's action, saying it threatens Hong Kong's place in the world as a bastion of freedom. They contended that Chinese control of Hong Kong also raises the prospect of prosecution in Hong Kong for political crimes and undermines existing commitments to protect the rights of Hong Kong's people. The four countries said that rebuilding trust across Hong Kong society by allowing the people of Hong Kong to enjoy the rights and freedoms they were promised in 1997 under the One Country, Two Systems plan can be the only way back from the tensions and unrest that the territory has seen over the last year. President Donald Trump has escalated his war on social media companies by signing an executive order that challenges the liability protections that have served as a bedrock for unfettered speech on the Internet. As AP's Ben Thomas reports, the move might be more politics than substance.
The move comes after Twitter added a warning phrase to a pair of Trump tweets decrying vote-by-mail efforts. Under the tweets, there's now a link reading, "Get the facts about mail-in ballots." That prompted the president to threaten social media companies with new regulation or even shuttering, tweeting, "This will be a big day for social media and fairness." Legal experts have expressed doubts that it could be done without an act of Congress. Ben Thomas, Washington.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Roughly 2.1 million people applied for unemployment benefits last week, a sign that companies are still slashing jobs as states continue the reopening process. AP's Shelley Adler reports.
While the layoffs continue to slow, almost 41 million Americans have lost their jobs since the virus hit.
This is representing a falling trajectory, but still elevated new claims for unemployment benefits. I'd say it's part of the group of readings that are indicating some benefit now of these diminishing stay-at-home restrictions.
Mark Hamrick, who's the senior economic analyst with Bankrate.com.
We're still in a situation where the economy is seen in dire straits. The estimates for GDP in this current second quarter of the year are running somewhere between an annualized decline of 30% and 40%, and that's unprecedented.
Shelley Antler, Washington.
The European Commission is pledging to keep its ecological ambition intact as it tries to bounce back from the economic crisis triggered by the coronavirus pandemic. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The Commission intends to stay away from fossil fuel projects in its recovery strategy and will stick to its target of making Europe the first climate-neutral continent by the mid-century. To help economies from the bloc bounce back as quickly as possible, officials want to massively increase the $8.25 billion fund presented earlier this year, part of a plan aimed at making the continent more environmentally friendly. Environmental groups, however, remain concerned funds could be diverted to potentially environmentally harmful activities. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Search teams on Thursday recovered the cockpit voice recorder from the wreckage of a Pakistani airliner that crashed last week. We get more from Reuters' Emer McCarthy.
The Airbus A320 came down in a crowded residential district of Karachi. Only two people survived. Pakistani officials and Airbus investigators are collecting evidence at the site as they try to determine the cause of the country's worst airline disaster in years. Under international aviation rules, investigators from the French Air Safety Investigation Authority for Civil Aviation have joined the probe as the jet was designed in France. The BEA said in a statement the two recorders would be examined at its laboratory just outside Paris.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy. A down day on Wall Street with all three major indices finishing trading in negative territory. The Dow Jones Industrials lost 0.58%, the S&P fell by 0.21%, and the Nasdaq dropped 0.46%. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.